An exhibition on the history of lynching in America opens today in Atlanta. Without Sanctuary contains photographs taken at lynchings from the 1880s through the 1940s. Some of the pictures have been on display in New York and Pittsburgh, but this kind of detailed exhibit never has been shown in the South, where the majority of lynchings took place. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The entrance to the exhibit is a small black room with a series of bright white lights. Words to the poem, Strange Fruit, are printed on a wall in stark white letters. A recording of Billie Holiday's version of the ballad plays in the background.
Black bonnet swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree.
It's a jarring moment. Hearing the words to this anti-lynching anthem that so accurately depicts this period in American history. Linda Lowe's great-grandfather was lynched in Georgia in 1911. Lowe was uneasy when she previewed the exhibit.
And if you read the words on it, the hair on the back of your neck sticks up. And all you can do for me, all I could do was just hug myself, because those are some serious words, and the feeling is so intense and so deep that it's kind of scary.
On the opposite side of the vestibule is a map of the southern United States. It shows the numbers of lynchings county by county. Historians have found accounts of nearly 5,000 people being lynched, most of them black. The only state with more recorded lynchings than Georgia is Mississippi. The sounds of the woods at night, where many lynchings took place, sets the mood. The first few pictures capture the faces of people leering or smiling during lynchings. Other photos show large daytime crowds turning out to watch the spectacle. Curator Joseph Jordan wanted to make sure that anyone who sees this exhibit will not be able to deny this happened.
Their interpretation of events might be different. Their acknowledgement may be a little later in coming, but they will no longer be able to say that this never happened.
Some of the pictures are so graphic it is difficult to look at them. One such series is titled The Lynching of George Hughes, Sherman, Texas, May 1930. The first photo shows the man alive walking with the sheriff. The details printed alongside the pictures tell how Hughes was hidden in a vault inside the courthouse after being charged with raping the wife of his employer. An angry crowd set fire to the place and blasted open the vault to find Hughes dead, his head crushed by fragments of the blast. Still, the lynch mob burned Hughes' body, dragged it through the streets, and strung it up on a tree. Joseph Jordan has endeavored to keep the exhibit from inflicting further indignity on the victims and focus more on the murderers.
We have been kind of the society that have studied the victims more than we've studied the perpetrators. I think it's about time now that we go back to these and begin to look at some of the perpetrators and talk about motivations and also talk about the latter-day implications of what they did.
Many people agree it's time for the silence to end. Frank Catropa is superintendent of the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Site, where the exhibit is on display.
Look at it as a part of reconciliation, of bringing people together. And you can't bring people together when you have something like this that no one will talk about.
The lynching exhibit will remain in Atlanta through the end of the year. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.